KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight with Fresno State's Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Dr. Frank Lummis, and Fresno State Student Special Guests, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dr. Frank Lummis. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm excited to have three guests with me today, our Associate Dean for Student Involvement, Dr. Colin Stewart, two Fresno State students, Cameron Patterson and Angelica Reyes. Thanks for joining us. Today we're going to talk about the potential bold new union. Thanks for being here. How are you today?
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Cameron Patterson. I'm a junior here at Fresno State. Really excited to be here on the show today. Thank you for having me.
Nice to see you, Cameron.
Hello, everyone. I'm really excited to be here today as well. My name is Angelica, and I am the current chair for the University Student Union Board of Directors, and I'm very, very excited to be talking about the bold new you today.
Great.
Hello, my name is Colin Stewart. I'm the Associate Dean for Student Involvement. Very excited to be here today and be talking about the bold new union.
Well, great. Three of my favorite people here with me on a Sunday morning to talk about one of my favorite projects, the bold new student union. Colin, I'm going to have you talk a little bit about the Bold New Union. Can you tell me a little bit about how the project got started, how it came to be, so our listeners can get a better sense?
Absolutely. So in the 1960s, our students started to talk about what a university student union would look like on our campus. And they put a referendum out there, they voted on it, and it overwhelmingly passed with a yes. And they opened the doors in 1968, and they designed the building for 10,000 students. And very shortly after that, they outgrew the space. And in the 1980s, they actually said, you know what, we need a better performance space. And they opened in 1984 the Satellite Student Union. And shortly after that, they outgrew that space as well. And so our current University Student Union Board said, you know, hey, we need a bigger space. We need a better space. So let's get some folks in here. So in 2015, they brought in ACUI to conduct a study. And then in 2016, they invited Stantec Group to conduct a study. And sure enough, all of that aligned with what the current University Student Union Board was saying, that our space was outdated. We needed better meeting spaces. We needed more event spaces, better dining. And so that's how the project kind of got kicked off. When it comes to what this bold new union is going to look like, it's a 100,000 square foot building.
Oh, that's good size.
And within the facility, we're going to have new dining options. There's going to be some outdoor spaces. An amphitheater is going to work with synergy with the space. There's going to be a 1,000 to 1,500 seat ballroom. There's going to be a theater, meeting rooms, a veteran center, space for our student organizations, and of course, a new leadership center.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. I'm getting excited already. Looks like you're ready to pop out of here and start building it.
Absolutely.
So what's between now and the beginning of this project? I know there's a referendum that is March 28th through 30th that our students will be voting on that. Tell us a little bit about from here to there.
A few weeks ago, we had our second forum of the year. Our final forum will be on March 7th in the Vintage Room at 12 p.m. And then, of course, we've been meeting with several different groups across campus between Greek life, athletics, graduate students, and then other affinity groups across campus so that we can educate students so that they can make an informed decision March 28th through March 30th.
So I understand that just recently you took a group of students up to San Jose, was it?
Yes.
And looked at the union there that was built not too long ago. Tell us a little bit about that trip. Who went on the trip? What was it like? You know, what did you get out of it?
Oh, it was great. It was a nice quick trip over to San Jose. We got off the bus and we went right into the union, and it was great to see the students' reactions and see the wheels turning a little bit. They can see, okay, what would our campus look like if we had a facility that could raise the bar? And so some of the students' reaction, they said they really liked the openness of the space, and they could see the different meeting rooms. One of my favorite parts was the amphitheater and how it led into this 300, 400 seat theater that they had. Mm-hmm. The students were actually on the amphitheater steps and I think recreating a scene from High School Musical, or maybe Glee, nice. I'm not sure. And then of course we went into the facility and it was massive and very beautifully constructed, and the way that they thought to have seating throughout the facility was just really well done. And our students seemed to get excited and thinking, you know, what a facility like that look for our campus.
Sure. I was at CSU San Marcos last year, and they have a beautiful facility, and it opens up to kind of an amphitheater area there with great views and just really spectacular. I know that CSU San Diego just opened a brand new one, San Jose, Stanislaus in the future. So a lot of our sister institutions are also looking at or have done new unions recently, correct?
Yes. I think a few other CSUs are also recently opened unions as well. And Helica came on the trip. I don't think Cameron was able to make that trip.
Yes, I was one of the students that had the wonderful opportunity to attend the trip to San Jose State University and see their student union. And I also had the opportunity to interact with a few of the students that attended the trip and get some of their insights and experiences. As a continuing board member, I've attended other university student unions and have had the opportunity to kind of get a sense of what other renovated or newly opened student unions look like. So it was nice to just be with a group of students who it was their first time visiting an entirely new different campus and even looking at something different than what we have here at Fresno State. So not only was it an exciting day for me to be part of that group, but really get the perspective of the students and just really allowing them to look into what could be potential new student union, what it could look like, but what are some features that we should be maybe considering if this referendum passes? And then we start to have these conversations back here at Fresno State. So one of the things I was sharing with the students was that it really allows us the opportunity to see what's new, what's different, what's out there, what are we lacking in? But how can we be bringing those ideas back home to improve the experience for our Fresno State students here on campus?
That's great. So now, Colin, as far as the cost, give me some ballpark about cost for the facility and what this might mean in terms of a student fee in the future.
The projected cost is $80 million. And yeah, that's quite a bit of price tag. However, it's right on track with our sister institutions. For example, San Diego State's was a $100 million facility. Stanislaus was around $52 million, so we're kind of in the middle there, right in that sweet spot. For students, the semester fee would increase to $200 per semester. However, it's important to note that the fee would actually not be implemented until the building opened its doors and services started to be offered to students.
Right, which is at least 4 or 5 years away from beginning to end. The other thing that I know we've talked about is financial aid, and many of our students receive financial aid. In fact, over 81% do, 51% not paying any tuition. And so the cost of attendance will play a factor in terms of if fees go up, that students will likely have an opportunity to get more financial aid, may not cover all of it. So it's really those students that pay the full freight that probably are impacted the most, wouldn't you say?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
Okay. So if I want to know more about this union, if the referendum passes here at the end of March, tell us where the website is so that people can go there and find some information on this bold new union.
If you want to make it really simple, you can just Google bold new U and it's the first link that pops up. However, if you want to go to FresnoStateNews.com/bold new U, once again, FresnoStateNews.com/bold new U. You'll get right to it.
Well, that's a mouthful. That's a lot of stuff to remember. I think Bold New You is probably easier, so you might want to start there if you want to go to the website. Cameron, what are your thoughts on the project? Having been a part of this now for a while, what are you thinking?
Well, the first word that comes to mind is something I've heard a dozen times already during this interview, and that's the word excited. I'm very excited, and I think that's echoed across our campus. And just having the opportunity to speak with, you know, so many students around campus has really made me even more excited about the process. And just hearing about what they want to implement in this new facility is just amazing to me. And it gives me more ideas to bring back to my colleagues with the USU Board of Directors. And we had a chance to have a forum about 2 weeks ago. And that was an amazing opportunity to hear from the voices of our students around campus. And I'm really looking forward to hearing about more ideas for how we can help kind of mold it in the future.
So it really sounds that this gives the opportunity for you and Angelica and all the students that are here now to kind of leave a legacy for the future, that collectively, all of you putting a little bit of money. And one thing I didn't mention is the university is going to try to raise about $15 million or more by going out to community partners. We're going to name some of the rooms if the project gets approved. We're going to name the building. We're going to look to corporate individuals and others to help pay for this beautiful facility, which really is for Fresno State, but it's really for our entire community. In terms of looking at the legacy and the cost, how does it feel to you?
Well, yeah, you spoke to a few things there. First, I think the fundraising efforts just shows the amazing dedication of our administrative positions here on campus. Secondly, I think it's really important. I consider this upcoming election sort of like a blank sheet of paper. We have the unique opportunity to write our own chapter. Just like in 2000 when the referendum went through for the rec center, that's the same opportunity we have here. I know going to college here and for the first year, I always wondered what legacy could I have? What legacy could my fellow classmates and fellow Bulldogs have? And this is it right here. This is as big as it gets. And I just want to be that alumni who comes back in 10 to 15 years and gets to see the smiling faces of students around our campus who know they have the opportunity to be involved. And the open space here not only opens up opportunities for the potential bold new you, but for the current existing USU clubs and organizations around campus, I know have been eager to have space for themselves just so they can have that extra opportunity to succeed. And I think that's what this is symbolic of.
Very well said. So your class and your classmates here get a chance to set the legacy. The facility, until we open it, no one will pay for it. So basically, the fee doesn't go into effect until 4 or 5 years from now. Angelica, how about you? What kinds of things are you thinking in terms of thoughts about the project? I know you talked a little bit about doing the visit and a couple years ago going to some other campuses and seeing what others do. Are there some things about the project that make you excited or that, you know, you're thinking about?
Well, I'm going to echo just about everything that Cameron just mentioned, because I think the excitement around this project embodies everything that Fresno State is and stands for. I think that when we consider this project, one of the things that I'm most excited about, I've been with this project since its beginning process. You start with just talking to students and hearing so many comments and suggestions and feedback from different, not only studies, but focus groups and tabling and surveys, that we've just simply been hearing so much that we lack space, that there isn't comfortable seating, there's not enough dining options, we are so limited by the budget, we're so limited by the amount of conference rooms that we have, we can't necessarily provide the most adequate venues for our clubs and organizations. We have over 200 active clubs and organizations here at Fresno State, and we simply can't meet the needs of our students any longer. This building was built for a population of 10,000 students, as Dr. Collins Stewart already mentioned. We've more than doubled that, and we've outgrown this building, and it's time for something new. It's time for us to be able to put the students first, not just the students. This is a building that would be for the entire Fresno State community, as you have already mentioned. It's for undergraduate, graduate students, for faculty, staff, administrators. Every single person that interacts with Fresno State would have the doors open for them to be able to come and interact with this building. So I'm really excited to be able to even consider the possibility of a project like this, something so grand and amazing, to be able to have all of the interaction of the students and for them to be leading this project, because it is their voice and it is only going to happen if they want it to happen. And that's why it's so important that they get involved with this project or try to learn as much as they can about it, because it is up to them to make it happen.
That's so true. The building doesn't happen unless our students come out and vote yes. And so their voice will be heard by how they vote. You know, there's a couple things that really hit me in terms of this new project. One is this could be a signature building on our campus, along with our beautiful library and our Save Mart Center and some of the other great facilities. And the other thing is the synergy between our old student union, the USU, this new bold new union, and our library, all in the middle of the campus with a beautiful plaza, grassy spaces over towards the amphitheater. And with the beautiful California weather, to be able to be not only inside taking advantage of all the things, but outside also with the spaces that we have. Let me go to the two students here. So what do you think is the most important thing for students to know about the Bold New Union? We've talked about what it's going to be. We've talked about the legacy, and we've talked about a whole lot of different things. But if you had to put it into a few words, what do you think is most important for your fellow students to know about this Bold New Union?
That we need their vote. I cannot echo that enough of how important it is for students, whether they agree or disagree with the project, to just get out there, to just respond to that email that they're going to receive about the upcoming ASI elections, and to just let their voice be heard. because without them, without their interaction and engagement with this project, it's not going to happen.
So hear their voice, cast your vote, get out there March 28th through the 30th and do it. How about you, Cameron?
And I'm already a big voting guy. I'm already, you know, telling students to always, you know, voice their opinion in regards to anything in life, because voicing your opinion is always extremely important. But just to get a gist of how impactful this can really be for our campus in 20, 30 years or 5 or 10 years, but also that's not where the journey ends. Because as I said before, I kind of compared it to being a blank sheet of paper. And after we establish that we want that sheet of paper to write our chapter, that's when we really have to get to writing. That's when we really get to choose on how we want this to impact students and how much we want it to impact students. So even though we really are encouraging students to get out there and vote March 28th through the 30th, we want them to understand that this is their project. This isn't the administrative show. This isn't the USU Board of Directors show. This is a show for the entire Fresno State community. Teachers involved as well, because we want their opinion too. But we want them to continue to want to make a difference and be involved, because that's what this is all about at the end of the day, just getting students more involved.
That's great. That's great. And, you know, we've had some of these forums and people have talked about academic classrooms, and certainly there's plans underway to improve classrooms. President Castro just recently talked about a new performing arts center, potential for new residence halls in the future, and doing other kinds of projects that will really continue to step up what Fresno State does, not only for our students, but our faculty, our staff, and our community. So all great stuff. You know, the other thing for any of our listeners, if you're interested in knowing more about future facilities and information, go to the Fresno State Master Plan, which is online on our website, to get more information. So let's move on here. With the reimagined amphitheater and auditorium and new event center, what kind of events and activities, artists, and things you kind of imagine seeing here? You know, I often say, you know, if students dream it, they can do it in terms of the future. But what are some of your dreams and aspirations for the USU board or for just students in general?
Well, we also want this to be really important for our alumni as well, and especially with homecoming week during football season. So we want to be able to do things that, you know, we see at other institutions. We understand that, you know, Fresno State is a unique institution in its own, but we want to be able to have, you know, those bigger concerts. I know that our students here on campus want to have those experiences. And I think that's something for students to decide in the future. You know, who do we want to see? But without an institution like this and opening up those spaces, I don't think that's a possibility.
So in some respects, we have a great Save Mart Center, and that serves over 15,000 students. But you're talking really about maybe some of those mid-sized concerts that you might be able to do, or conferences for maybe 1,000 to 1,500 and things like that, correct? Is that where you're going, Cameron?
Right, because on our campus, we have the Satellite Student Union, which has about 800 people. And you spoke before about the Save Mart Center having about 18 to 20,000.
I think it's 15 to 17, but maybe. I don't know. I don't know the exact numbers.
Right. Right, but the real problem is that we don't have one of those mid-sized spaces that's suitable for about 1,500 people here on campus.
Correct.
And we want to have those spaces to open up for leadership conferences. I've been to a few in Sacramento, and I've been a few down in San Diego. And we want to open up those opportunities too, because when we have outsiders come to our campus, we want to know that we're doing the best to promote the campus to the best of our ability.
Right, so it opens up a lot of possibilities. How about you, Angelica? What do you think? What kinds of things are you thinking about?
I would definitely love to see a lot more professional conferences that would be offered here at Fresno State to improve the different programs that we already have through different departments. I worked with Dog Days over the summer, and the Satellite Student Union was the venue that we used. And it can be really difficult when you have a lot of different families coming in and potential incoming students basically stuck in that building, because that's the only venue that we have available for that size for Dog Days. Then you don't have a central location to put them afterward whenever we have them moving around through different workshops and sessions. And so it can be really difficult sometimes when we think about the way that the current programs already interact with Fresno State, when we don't have some venue that allows the different either departments or clubs or organizations to host just their regular day-to-day activities. So I know I have not really seen a professional conference happening here at Fresno State. That would be amazing to be able to host our own and host other universities and other campuses from different areas of California and outside. So I would love to see those types of events coming to Fresno State, and a potential new student union would allow us to envision those types of events. I know we have like the Top Dog Awards that are hosted as well. And so different acts like those, and even programming. I mean, programming is limited by, again, the venue, the space. It always comes back to this lack of space, that we don't have a space to be able to host these types of events. I know that recently USU Productions hosted a Full House Star here at the Satellite Student Union, and that building was packed. And so to be able to just accommodate these types of individuals whenever they do come to Fresno State, that would be amazing. So I think being able to think about the possibility of grander, better, and just bigger events would be amazing.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, you're really looking at, we have that smaller facility around 800. We have the really large facility over 15,000, but we don't have a lot in between that goes above 1,000 to 1,500. I think this facility would really do it justice.
Yeah, I'm glad Cameron brought up homecoming. I think about what homecoming could look like 5 years from now. You know, have a week that's jam-packed action with from morning to midnight full of really unique and fun activities that meet the needs of all of our different students and alumni would be really exciting. I think about vintage days. What does vintage days look like when we can start pulling in those musical acts and those types of booths and banquets into the bold new you? That gets me excited. I also start thinking about late night programming and what that looks when we start to be creative and engage and get our students in here and keep them on campus into the evening. I think that with a bold new you, there's a lot of opportunities. And if I was to dream big and think about what we would do in our student union, I'd like to see an event that capitalizes on the entire space. So we have stuff going on in the ballroom, the amphitheater. We got stuff going on in the meeting rooms. One, that, an entire event, maybe the Bulldog Bash. Welcome back to campus event.
Yeah.
So I think with a bold new you, there's a lot of opportunities to not only create new programs, but expand on our amazing traditions that we've been having going for 40 years now.
That's true. I've been on some campuses where they actually have a program in every room in the union over some special event. It's fantastic. I was talking to a student for a few minutes, and he said he doesn't live on campus. About 2,000 of our students live on campus, but many of them live right across from the campus. And many of you know I don't like the commuter word because I don't think it depicts the actual status of the students. Plus, it doesn't matter how you get here. It's what you do when you get here. You know, he was telling me that sometimes he has hours between classes, and certainly he can go to the library and do some work. But wouldn't it be nice if we had a place in between classes for those students who might live 10 or 15 minutes from campus, which is the majority of our students, to just be somewhere and have the union be their kind of family room, living room, get on their computer, do some homework, go over to the library when they need to, grab a bite to eat, all being right here on campus. So that kind of gets me excited. What about you? You like the idea of if you don't live right here on campus that you don't have to run off campus for anything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one of my good friends, we had the chance to go bowling, and because he has an 8-hour gap between his classes. So that especially resonates with a lot of my friends who don't live like too close to campus, and nobody wants to run home and spend that time for gas. And I think with this new bold new you, they don't have to spend gas. They can spend time on our campus and get to know more people and be able to make those social connections in between classes. Because going to school here is a lot more than going to a classroom and filling out exams and homework. It's about making those lifelong connections. During my wedding, a lot of the people who are going to be beside me are going to be people I met here on campus. They're going to be people that I met in the USU. So 10, 15 years from now, I want other students to have that same experiences because we are a growing campus, so we have to move forward with something as big and major like this.
Yeah, sounds great. And Helica, anything else you want to add?
Cameron, I think we might have the same group of friends because I have similar conversations with a lot of friends that I know that do the drive that's over 30 minutes, and it's a little bit of a waste of gas to basically go all the way back home and then come to campus. And they do have more than sometimes 2-3, as you mentioned, sometimes an 8-hour gap in their day. And so how are they going to fill that time up if it's not just studying necessarily that they have to get done? And so having a facility that can accommodate the types of just even relaxing or space to be able to eat and meet with other groups of individuals here on campus, it is amazing that we would be able to allow that to happen here at Fresno State, because it does allow them to not only be more productive in their time, but feel more connected to Fresno State. I know that there are times that I spend, you know, 8 to 8 times here at Fresno State. Just for one reason or another, I have to stay on campus. And so it's just more effective for me to just remain here on campus and, instead of leaving and then having to come back all over again. And to have a space that you can go to, whether it's relaxing, whether it's watching TV, going bowling downstairs in the Bulldog Bowl or anything like that, I think it's pretty neat that we would be able to provide an added array of services and resources available to Fresno State community.
Yeah, I think another big thing right now is sustainability. So, you know, when we think about our students that are biking or skateboarding or longboarding to campus, we look at the possibilities for this bold new union. A lot of other facilities consider putting showers where students can, you know, check out a card and go in there and shower before they go to class. It's funny you mentioned, you know, getting married. You know, another common trend right now is students and alumni returning to campus to get married in their union. So it sounds like we may have a potential reservation from now.
Yeah, we'll put you in the ballroom 5-6 years from now. Let us know, Cameron.
Hey, I definitely wouldn't mind being married here on campus. So it just once again speaks to the endless opportunities that we have.
So I didn't hear you talk a lot. You know, me being a New Yorker, went to Texas and now to California. I love the sunshine, you know, and the Sunshine State here in California and also in Texas. And so the outside possibilities, I've heard that here at Fresno State, it wasn't so long ago that the amphitheater was hopping. And I've seen pictures of some pretty famous people who spoke out on that amphitheater. Has USU or anybody thought about how the outdoor spaces might blend with some of the things we've talked about?
Part of the plans with this potential bold new student union is definitely considering how this new building would interact with the outdoor spaces, specifically the amphitheater itself, and making sure that there is that connection between the outdoor space and the indoor space. And so that's one thing that I think is definitely being incorporated into these concepts for this potential new building. And I know for sure on my end, I'm such a big outdoors person that any opportunity to be outdoors and connect with just, you know, studying outside is more than exciting.
I love to be outside. I wish more of my meetings were out in the quad and less in my office, although I do have a nice office. So we're going to be wrapping up here in a second, but I want to leave the program asking each of you. I'm going to ask Colin. He's been here the least amount of time. Cameron, I think you're in the middle. And then Angelica, I want you to just give me in just a couple words or one word how you see the bold new union impacting Fresno State.
Transforming the campus experience.
Great. Cameron?
Enhancing campus life for all.
Fantastic.
Mobilizing students and envisioning something new, bigger, and better.
Great. Wonderful. Well, I love our conversation, and I hope students will exercise their voice by voting March 28th through the 30th for whatever their conscience tells them the right direction is. And so with that, I want to thank my guests, Colin, Cameron, and Angelica, for being with us today. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us again next Sunday morning at 10:30 for another Fresno State Student Spotlight on KFSR. Be sure to like us on Facebook at FS Student Spotlight. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight every Sunday morning at 10:30. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.